This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to be joined by our special football guest of the day, John Owning, Pro Football Focused. Wolchuk has a mixed bag coming up for you at 4:20. Then at 4:40, I'm going to give you a very intriguing Mavericks trade idea and why we should look at trading our injured guy for a different team's injured guy. But trust me, hopefully it'll make sense for you here coming up at 4:40.
When did you start wanting to trade for anything injured?
This is big.
There's a brilliant catch here in this one.
Okay, I'm waiting.
It gives you high upside with very little downside.
You're usually warning us, like, don't take the injured guy.
Hope it's an expiring contract. It's probably what it is.
In a way, it is. In I think way. You're going to like this, Chief. It's 3D chess for Mavericks team building as John Owning, Pro Football Focus, joins us now here in the Nation. And a good afternoon, John. How you doing out there?
Doing well. Just got back from jiu-jitsu, so got a little ego boost going, so I'm ready to take on the Twitter trolls for the day. So feeling good.
You tear them up there on the mat?
Yes, sir. You know, I don't get to train as much as I would like during the season because it's just so busy with everything that we got to do. So it's always nice to be able to get back on the mat at least a couple times a week to keep the skills in check.
Now, my experience with jiu-jitsu, guys, y'all are very humble. I like your life philosophy. You won't brag, but how good are you at this jiu-jitsu stuff, John? I'm always wondering.
I'm pretty good. I used to compete a lot in college and stuff. I won the absolute at a tournament to go to Abu Dhabi to compete in front of, like, the Sheiks and everything. I got third at the Pan Americans as a purple belt.
Wow. You're a black belt, John. You're really damn good, okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I like to let others speak for it. Talk to people who have rolled with me, and they'll let you know.
I love it, man. Well, thanks for that detail. Now, I've been saying, speaking of good, I've been hoping that Quinnen Williams can have a Micah Parsons-like impact, making teammates better. Can we see that? Can we project that?
Yeah, I think that obviously I've been one of those people. I know Brian and Zach, and I think all of you guys have been on the same train for a few years now that the Cowboys have needed a real butt kicker at the interior defensive line. And a guy like Quinnen Williams is a guy who makes everybody else's jobs easier. Not only is he going to hit, is he going to draw double teams, but he has the ability to win off of double teams. He can take on the combo. When the combo leaves, he can shed and make plays. And I think a really cool little detail that is different between his time this year in New York and his time now in Dallas is he switched up his stance a little bit so that he could be a little bit more productive against the pass. You see him, he's a little bit more forward in his stance, his butt's a little bit higher, a little bit of a sprinter stance, whereas in New York where they were playing more of a read-react type of front, he was kind of had his butt a little bit lower so that he can read and mirror step with the offensive line so that he can kind of stay square to the blocks. You know, extend, see where the running back's going, shed, make plays like that. And his run production was really up, but his pass rush production has really plummeted in compared to other years. And as we saw, the switch back to the more forward stance allowed him to be a little bit more explosive out of his stance, and that allowed him to be extremely productive from a pass rush perspective against the Raiders for sure.
John, I wonder how you think this offensive line is coming along. And Tyler Guyton, I think, is coming off maybe his best game. But now you finally have these five together after a lot of injuries up front that they were mixing and matching. What do you think, and how close are they maybe to gelling as a group and making this thing a strength for the football team?
I think we're as close as we are, as we have been at any point in the season for sure. I think that the areas that you see it most are kind of on those exotic pass protection plays. And, you know, the Cowboys like to, on their play-action passes, they like to pull a guard, like they're running power mm-hmm. or they're running a counter or something, and pull them to the edge to seal the edge defender. And I think that's something that you're seeing being a little bit more successful when you have the continuity of your five best guys, when you have guys like Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith doing it, rather than, you know, a T.J. Bass or Hakeem Adeniji or any of those kind of backup interior linemen that we've seen have to be put in that area, where we've seen the Cowboys, you know, honestly have a little bit of trouble in the past because they couldn't seal that edge and they're allowing too much pressure to leak in those areas. So I think that that's a big area where you see it in the Cowboys doing a little bit better passing off stunts. I think that was an area where they really, really struggled, especially at the beginning of the season, was passing off stunts, and Dak was just being so masterful in his pocket manipulation and getting the ball out quick that it wasn't really hurting the Cowboys as much. But I think now you're seeing the Cowboys' front be a little bit more solid and a bit more continuity in their ability to pass off those stunts, you know, read those blitzes, see those coming, being on the same page. And, you know, one thing that people don't overlook is, like, passing off the stunts, yes, but the offensive line has to pass at the same level so that they can pass off those stunts. And that was something, especially when Bass was in the game, you saw that him and Steele were having a lot of issues setting on the same plane, so they were struggling in passing off those stunts. And it's a little bit better when you have Booker and Steele in there.
Are you starting to see Guyton, just get quite a bit better?
For sure. I think he's being more comfortable. You know, he's a guy who hasn't had a ton of practice time with the Cowboys. You know, he's had a lot of off-season injuries. He's had a lot of things that have really limited his ability to practice. And I just think the more reps he gets is the more comfortable he's going to get, and it's going to allow him to be more successful. I think the Raiders game was his best game that he's had this year for sure. Not only was he very successful in pass protection, I believe it, according to the PFF numbers, it was his only game where he wasn't credited with allowing a pressure. And then in the run game, I thought he had four or five blocks in the run where he was showing a good ability to, you know, reach blocks on outside zone, reach blocks on inside zone, those type of things, kick out blocks. He was doing a little bit better job in that area. And he's a guy I think we all want him to be. I think he's most comfortable in pass protection, but if he can really continue to progress as much as he has in the run game, I think that would be a boon for his game, especially because we already know he has the athleticism, he has the range in pass protection. He just has to clean up some little things, and it's all going to start clicking for him much more consistently, I hope, down the stretch of this season.
John, you mentioned kicking ass. I'm going to let you kick my ass on this one.
Kick his ass, John.
I want to try Diggs when he comes back at safety is what I want to do. I want to play him some at free safety and maybe let him be kind of a ball-hawking center fielder. I know people are, like, concerned about tackling, but I think he plays with his eyes and the way he kind of reacts. If you let him do something like that, is that a possibility, or am I hitting the crack pipe on that one?
I think there's a lot of traits that he has that could, you know, lend itself well to playing free safety. Obviously, the ball skills, the athletic ability, the size, I think he has all of that to be a very good free safety. The only thing that I worry about is we have seen that he has a little bit of issues in zone coverage when he has to coordinate with his fellow defenders, when he has to pass off routes, take on routes, and all types of things that kind of see multiple things at once. And that's something I kind of worry about from the free safety position, because he kind of has to take a big picture look. He can't really have a narrow focus on one receiver or on one little, you know, alley or silo of the field. So it would be something that I would honestly, if I was the Cowboys, I would try it in practice and see if he's showing the awareness to be in the right places with his eyes, if he has them in the right places, if he knows when to break on the ball, if he's making positive breaks on the ball. Because if he's someone who can make positive breaks on the ball, and I mean he's breaking on the ball before the quarterback lets go in the middle of his throwing motion, he's breaking on the ball, that is, with his ball skills and his athleticism, he's going to make a lot of big plays for your defense. So I totally understand why you would want to do that. But I just think it's something that he needs to show in practice, which we're not privy to.
Sure.
But I would, if I was the coaching staff, I would definitely experiment with it in practice to see if he has, you know, the right eyes, the right awareness. You know, he understands how to communicate at such a vital position in this defense, especially a defense that plays so much cover three and that plays a lot of single high.
John, there's a reason why you're my favorite analyst. Thank you very much for doing that, sir.
The wickedly talented John Owning with us here on 105 Through the Fan. So sticking with the defense and somebody that watches as much film as you do across the board around the league, how do you weigh the positivity we saw defensively for the Cowboys versus really an inept Raiders offense carrying over to when they're playing this gauntlet through the next three games?
You know, I think that's something that's really hard because, you know, the Raiders really aren't a very good defense. No. But the things that the Cowboys were doing successfully, the principles that we're in, are things that can bring you success against any team. The thing that I like the best is bringing in these five-man rushes so that you can create single one-on-one matchups with your three interior guys, with your, at least two of your interior guys if you have them in, or all three if you have Clark, Odighizuwa, and Quinnen. And, you know, if you can give those guys consistently one-on-one matchups, I don't care who the interior line is, they're going to have success because they're going to find the weak point on that offensive line and they're going to continue to attack it. I think against the Raiders, one thing we saw was that the Raiders offensive line were using a lot of high hands with their strikes. Their strikes were landing really high. And you saw especially Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams were using that forklift technique where you attack a leverage point, whether that be the wrist or the elbow, and you lift it into the sky. And that really hurts the offensive lineman's ability to, one, anchor against power, but also it provides the rushers access to their edge. And that's when you saw Quinnen Williams. That's how he got his sack, because he was able to forklift the elbow. And then when you forklift that elbow, that the offensive lineman has no ability to protect that edge of his body. And you just saw Quinnen Williams rip through. And he's so strong and he's so athletic that once he gets to your edge and he can get forward momentum going, you're not going to stop him. So I think those are kind of traits that you will see them have success no matter who you're going against, because no one has three interior offensive, even the best offensive lines don't have three interior offensive linemen that can all vie with Odighizuwa, Clark, and Quinnen Williams on a snap-by-snap basis.
Yeah, John, I mean, I just did a breakdown of the Eagles, and I was watching Landon Dickerson play for the Eagles, and then I was like, God, why does he lose so many battles one-on-one? And then, but you watch him when he plays with, like, he gets help. You know, he's like a much better player. But to your point, if you put him in that one-on-one situation, I think the Cowboys have a really good shot of attacking the middle of the pocket, especially over him.
John, did we lose you? John Owning, Pro Football Focus. It appears he is off into the California night. I thought you had a damn good point there. He's probably going to back you. He was going to back you again.
He was, man.
I was hopeful he was.
Okay. Well, let me throw this in. Mark Cuban just made an announcement or released a statement that their Mavs are not going to try to trade Anthony Davis.
Oh.
My initial reaction is, oh, man, what could they possibly be thinking? So hopefully this is him attempting to manipulate the trade market.
Yeah.
They don't like what the offers that they're getting, and we're saying, well, that's fine. You don't get him then. I guess you don't want a Hall of Fame power forward. You can have fun losing to the OKC Thunder, I imagine, but it's also possible. I just feel like there's been so many reports over the last 2 weeks that they are trying to trade him.
Right.
That would be the most logical thing for me.
Yeah, because it's different when it's just like anonymous kind of sources and quotes, but like Mark Cuban sitting down in an interview with The Athletic and Joe Vardon and saying that with his own name on it, like, yeah, that's our plan. I don't think he wants to do that. I think this is just sort of posturing.
Yeah.
Thanks to John Owning, Pro Football Focus, for joining us. We'll be back. No, he's still here. All right. John's still here.
Hey, John.
Buddy, we got you back. He is back.
That's stamina, man. That's the jujitsu for you.
Yeah, what was that question you were asking, Brian?
John, I was asking about Landon Dickerson because I was watching Philadelphia tape. Feel like that he struggles as a single blocker, and then you brought up how Dallas is playing with the inside and the inside three, and they're able to kind of go one-on-one with guys. I thought maybe that was an avenue for him this week, trying to attack the Eagles, especially in the middle of the pocket.
100%, and I think the best way to do that would, I'm not sure if people listening understand, but a bare front, I think, would be the best way to attack the interior defensive line and or the interior offensive line of the Eagles while staying – you know, while giving you enough people in the box to defend the run adequately. You know, by a bare front, I mean you have a head-up nose tackle on the center. He's covering the A-gaps. And then you have your two other defensive tackles are in three technique positions, which means they have outside eye of the guards.
Yeah.
So all the interior gaps are covered. And against the pass, that basically, unless a team wants to insert a running back to be the double-teaming force, that's single one-on-one matchups for all interior three of your defensive linemen. And I think that that would just make hay for the Cowboys. And I think it's something equally as successful they can do with when Solomon Thomas comes back.
Yeah.
When he returns from injury, he was doing, in my opinion, he was probably the most consistent defensive tackle on the team throughout the year, you know, both against the, especially against the run.
Right.
But his quickness and stuff can give people a lot of issues. And I just think with, you know, those four defensive tackles creating a rotation, maybe even use a Perrion and Winfrey in there to give you some more pass rush ability, some more athleticism in the interior. I think that that could be a very successful front, especially against a team like the Eagles. And especially, and a great thing about our bear front is it gives you a lot of answers against zone reads, RPOs, yeah, and stuff. So I think that that is something that Eberflus kind of flashed against the Raiders, and I hope that he uses it a little bit more consistently against the Eagles.
Yeah, if you look at Barkley, the metrics and the eye test and the film will tell you that he is, does not want to pass protect. I mean, he gives up some pressures and stuff. So inserting him as a blocker might be something that they really don't want to go down that path.
Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because he is such a big back. You think that he would be someone who would be really successful in pass protection, but he just doesn't bring the physicality in that department.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What insights do you have on Lamb and Pickens if you could only have one or compare and contrast?
You know, it's really interesting. I think I've been thinking about Pickens especially a lot recently and what his kind of superpower is as a receiver. And everybody talks about his ability to win 50-50 balls, but that hasn't really been the case for the Cowboys, at least the large portion of this production. I think his real superpower is his ability to manipulate pace. And I think that you see that with his route stems and his releases, is he kind of slow plays a lot and then he'll accelerate out of nowhere and the cornerbacks just aren't ready for it, because when he's not getting targeted, he does run lackadaisical routes from time to time.
That's the truth.
Just like jogs through it. And but I used to be, you know, at the beginning of the season, I was really hammering him for it. But it kind of plays into his pace manipulation because he kind of lulls these cornerbacks into a sense of confidence, and then he'll just accelerate and they kind of are like a tick slow to react to what he's doing. And you see that on these slants, on these stop routes, these kind of things where he can kind of slow play this and then accelerate at the break point. And that's allowed him to be really successful. Now, personally, I still kind of prefer Lamb because I'm the kind of guy that thinks route running over everything. And I just think Lamb is a much more refined route runner who can win in a much bigger variety of ways throughout the field. You can get him the ball in so many different ways and he can be successful and he can beat a wider variety of cornerbacks, in my opinion. But I honestly think the best thing for both of them is having the other one on the opposite side of the field, because that maximizes both of their abilities the most, in my opinion.
I love it. John Owning, Pro Football Focus. Great stuff, man. We'll try to catch up with you soon. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you, guys. Really appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Salute. All right, the man, John Owning, here in the G-Bag Nation. Mixed bag coming up. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Could someone actually break Derrick Henry's high school record? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for a mixed bag here with Volchuk. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, we'll be back on the Mavs here coming up in about 15 minutes or so with, again, Mark Cuban saying this afternoon they're not going to trade Anthony Davis. They're trying to win now. So
it's horse hockey.
I think it's horse hockey as well.
He's lying to you.
Here's Wolchuk with a mixed bag.
Damone Clark has been claimed by the Houston Texans.
Didn't have to go too far.
So he will move on to their 53-man roster. So congratulations to Damone Clark. I hope he has tremendous success. I mean, we got to talk with him a couple of training camps ago. Awesome dude. Just didn't really work out here in Dallas.
Lack of instincts hurts.
Does.
Great. I mean, the size.
Had everything you want in terms of a linebacker.
I mean, yeah, he just when it came to processing, it didn't happen fast enough.
No.
And it's hard to play when you process slow.
Some Ranger updates for you. There was a handful of minor league signings that the Rangers announced late yesterday, including a former first-round pick and a reliever who was actually with Skip Schumacher in Miami back in 2024. So they announced the signings of Declan Cronin, Peyton Gray, and Trey Supak. An infielder, Richie Martin Jr., to minor league contracts. All four of those are going to get invites to spring training. Cronin, though, is the long-term play, according to Evan Grant. 28 years old, pitched in 56 games with Skip Schumacher in 2024. Had a sub-3 ERA entering July. Then the second half hit, wore down, maybe overused, so he did not pitch last year. He had to have elbow ligament replacement surgery. Mm. At the end of the season. So he's actually not expected to pitch the upcoming season, but that's kind of a stash play for the Rangers moving forward.
Could be an answer in 2027.
Yeah, for Declan Cronin. And then Major League Baseball has a new media deal with NBC, Netflix, and ESPN. As they announced that, the new agreement will give ESPN rights to out-of-market games for all 30 teams and 6 in-market clubs. NBC/Peacock will become the new home of the first round of the playoffs. Yep, Peacock will become the new home of the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
Yes, and Sunday Night Baseball. And then Netflix is going to showcase the standalone opening day game in prime time, and then they'll get the Home Run Derby and the Field of Dreams game. So those will be the specials on Netflix.
I hate to say this. I don't think I've watched a Sunday night game in forever.
Oh, ESPN, like when
ESPN,
they did Sunday Night Baseball?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't even think I watched the Rangers on Sunday Night Baseball over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you at the cheerleading, the co-ed
adult cheerleading thing on radio.
Like Belichick?
I do enjoy listening to the games. I'm not going to lie. It's an old man thing. It really is. I think that Eric and Hixie and those guys do a hell of a job. You know, and I just like listening to my guys, you know, but I have a hard time watching like when they're on another channel, you know, and I like Joe Davis and those guys, but what the hell?
What the hell? What the helly?
What are you laughing about over there?
I love your commitment to keeping
it's keeping radio alive.
You know what the thing about it is? Like, Hixie and Eric just saw me blasted, hammered, and they were nice to me about it. So I kind of feel a loyalty to them.
You're trying to, like, make up for it.
Yeah, like, you idiots let me sit by them. I asked Dawson not to. I told Dawson, I go, Dawson, whatever you do, don't let me sit. Dawson was basically two hands shoving me into the position to have to sit over there.
Mm-hmm. I wanted the show. It's impressive.
I knew you'd do all the talking for me.
Yeah.
What did Hixie say? I was kind of a boisterous guy. What was I?
He was very social. Yeah, Broadus was very social last night.
I bought him dinner though. I felt bad because I was really hammered.
Yeah, they deserve that.
We should replay that this year. I think that'd be fun. Let's get to know the name Miles
Dodges.
Miles McLaughlin. This is a guy that
is this another guy for 2027?
No, this is a high school running back.
Is this
right
a
now
minor leaguer
in the state of Alabama, and he is on the verge of breaking Derrick Henry's high school rushing record, which is 12,124 yards over his high school career.
Where's he committed to?
This kid is just 365 yards away from tying Henry's high school rushing record, which I thought was probably never going to be broken. Now, he's not committed anywhere.
What?
Nowhere.
Three stars, I'm seeing.
Just a three-star guy.
5'11", a buck 90.
Small kid. Also plays some safety. Had a game-sealing interception. Not a big dude at all. Goes to a school with less than 1,000 students.
Wow.
During his sophomore year, he was moonlighting at quarterback. Then the coaches liked him enough to essentially make that his full-time spot. Now he's running for 450 yards a game.
So this guy's not an ATH?
Yeah, I mean, listed. I don't know. Maybe schools are looking at him as a safety. Maybe schools are looking at, hey, running back sounds like this is the spot he should be playing. He had 10 touchdowns in one game. One game.
That's against Greenhill.
Unbelievable. This kid is a freak show. And Derrick Henry wished him congratulations and go get that record he was on with Kay Adams earlier. But that is just absolutely crazy. Right now, he's got some D2, D3 offers, but nothing.
I'll tell you what, you know, scouts, these teams, they miss players. I don't know how you could have a kid that could be in the state of Alabama.
Dude's going for 450 a game, 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find something for
him.
His
numbers are absolutely insane.
He's got 71 touchdowns on the season?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy what this kid's doing.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, fellas, let's do it. Gear up. Get your minds ready. Your bodies ready. We're playing a game of playoff contender
or pretender.
Eric, we're going to start with you, and I'm changing it up. This is Super Bowl contender or pretender, not just playoffs, because this is a playoff team, baby.
All right.
Are they a Super Bowl contender, or are they fool's gold? The New England Patriots, led by the Vrabels, who'll cut off his man piece if they win that Lombardi trophy. Contender or pretender?
I do think from a Super Bowl standpoint, you're looking at more of a pretender than anything else. But in the AFC, could they get to the conference championship game? I guess I could see it, but I think they're more of a pretender than anything else when you look at the advanced numbers on them. And kudos to them. I love Vrabel. I love Drake May and what they got going on for the future here. Was a bold prediction preseason playoff team.
Nailed
but
it.
A lot of it has to do with just their poor schedule for the most part. So I don't think they run the ball anywhere close enough to be an actual contender.
Pretender, says Eric Chiafalo. All right, Brian Broaddus, the Buffalo Bills, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills
like the
right
Buffalo
now.
Bills.
Buffalo Bills circle
Super Bowl
the wagons, yeah.
Contender or pretender?
Man, I am going to say that is a contender. And I'm going to say it just because, you know, my belief in that quarterback is what I'm going to say there. I think they're kind of could be a little bit of an up and down team, but this quarterback's got to get it done one time, right?
Yeah, he's got to put that Superman cape. I mean, he might be able to not worry about Patrick Mahomes this year.
You could say it about the quarterback or just the team in general. The team has to get it done at some point.
I mean, I think Sean McDermott would probably be fired.
I still like what's going on at D. I just want to believe in him. I really want to do. So I'm going to say he's going to be a contender.
All right, Gavin Dawson.
Uh-oh.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Contenders or pretenders.
This is perfect because he does a podcast for these guys.
I might know what I'm doing here, boys.
Yeah, jump on to YouTube if you happen to be a Steelers fan. Me and my guy Newbear, who's up there in Pittsburgh, the Knoll Road is what we call it. Play off the toll road. But they're pretenders. They don't have the offensive line. Their defense has been a Jekyll and Hyde situation, and Aaron Rodgers is totally washed up. No wide receiver, too. Didn't make a move at the deadline. So they really need to move on from Mike Tomlin. They will not be a contender ever again until he's fired.
Let's try and sneak just a couple more in.
He makes Jason Garrett look like a good coach, if you ask me.
Wow, really?
Haven't drafted a Pro Bowl defensively since T.J. Watt. You're a defensive-minded coach.
That's stunning.
You can't find a defensive star out of college. And you're spending two-thirds of your cap dollars on defense. You're an average defense. It's time to move on here.
Mm. Wow. That is wow. I have not drafted a Pro Bowler on defense since.
That is wow as his other podcast.
That is. How about wow?
How about wow?
Eric Chiafalo, the Baltimore Ravens. Don't look now. They've won four in a row. That division might be poochies. As Dawson just said, Steelers ain't any good. Contender or pretender?
Yeah, I would go contender here. I mean, they still have a buttload of talent. They've started to get a little bit healthier, and their defense has gotten things turned around. I would absolutely, and like you said, in that division, they're going to win that division. And so, yes, I do think that is a play or Super Bowl contending type team.
Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
Daniel Jones. He has resurrected his career. Jonathan Taylor scoring three touchdowns a game like it's nothing. Javarius Ward. He's about to be activated. He's healthy. They got him. They got Sauce Gardner. The Indianapolis Colts. Contenders or pretenders?
I'm going to say they're contenders because I think they play pretty damn good defense. And they've got the ability to run the football. And there's a pretty good shot that that they can get the number one seed here, depending on what happens. I think Denver's at 31% and the Colts are at like 22%. So yeah, I'm gonna say that is a team that I like. I think the quarterback's doing enough. The obviously you look at what the offense has been able to do, but I think that defense is actually pretty good. So I'm gonna say that is a contender.
All right, Gavin Dawson, last one for you, sir, and we'll carry over tomorrow. But the Jacksonville Jags, they've got sunshine at quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Their defense, it's been playing okay. They just got themselves a nice win over the Chargers. Jacksonville, contenders or pretenders?
Yeah, it's a massive pretender here. Jacksonville, maybe still one offseason away. The injury to what's-his-nuts there, Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. They got issues there at receiver, just a pretty good defense. So I'm impressed with what they've been doing, but some decent wins here. I mean, to beat San Francisco and Kansas City, they're on the right path, but until further notice, they're one of the few teams in the AFC that might be in the playoff picture that's not a contender.
Bulls goal, I'm with you.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
All righty. Coming up next, very intriguing trade idea. We'll get you updated on everything that has been reported about the Mavs today. It's been a whirlwind of a day, but I'd love it if the Mavs could trade their injured guy for a different one, and that's next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nation. All right, thank you, Lucius. Let's go around the Mavs here, G-Bag Nation. It's been a whirlwind, as I tease, just the number of reports that have been fascinating today. And we got a new one about 90 minutes ago. We'll get there here in just a minute, then I'll get you my trade idea. Kyrie Irving might not play this year because of other stuff, was one of the first reports from Tim McMahon earlier today. He said he's been playing quite well on the court and he's looking good, but might not play this year because of other stuff. And you're thinking, why could that be? You know, is it because he could maybe want a full 12, 15 months to recover or come back next year? Would that be aligned with the front office thinking, let's go ahead and tank? That's what we believed here when we opened the show. Klay Thompson likely on his way out. And, you know, the Anthony Davis is going to be dealt. Drum got louder this morning as Tim McMahon and other outlets were talking about it. About 90 minutes ago, though, Cubes popped in with an announcement saying they aren't moving anybody. They're trying to win. And I could see that as a legit scenario if the offers are not good enough. You know, there's a small chance the moon and stars align for you. And if you're like, well, trading AD doesn't increase our probabilities that much because they're not willing to give us even a one, like they want to throw us bad contracts back, then, you know, I could see deciding to stick with it. But my read right now is this is kind of like when the month before the NFL trade deadline and all these different players were getting thrown out there, and it became clear NFL teams were like, no, we might want to trade these guys, but we're not giving them away to anybody. So I think as the volume got turned up across NBA media today, maybe the Mavs phone started lighting up with people saying, are you ready to deal? Let's do this. You know, let's make a trade happen. We heard you guys are going to do a deal. So is it our offer that you're going to do? Or, you know, what are we looking at? And it's a smart move with the trade deadline, what, 2.5 months away, to just pump the brakes on it quite a bit. And hopefully that increases the offers. But, you know, overwhelmingly, we need to see the Mavs, you know, make at least one trade to make themselves less reliant on aging injured stars.
Do you think, though, that maybe they're saying it to kind of keep the fan base interested in coming to the games? In reality, we're behind the scenes here. We're burning up the phone lines. We're trying to make some deals here. If you're this early into the campaign and their sellout streak has ended, right?
Yeah.
You know, but then you got rid of Nico. So now what you need to do is continue to push, like, come see Cooper Flagg play.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be what the organization needs to do. But I think Cubes is trying to, like, all right, if we make it like we're just going to fire sale this thing,
this would become like a Morgan here.
We've got even more. Yeah, we've got too many. Now, maybe in 2 months, 8 weeks, you've still built, you know, you've got some home games and you built a little revenue and all that, but if you wave the white flag now, does your fan base quit on you as well and stop coming to the games?
No.
I think that's – you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think the fan base is – they understand what's going on here.
Oh, I would hope. That's what I'm just saying. I think that I would – if I was ownership, I wouldn't be waving the white flag. How many games we in? 13?
Yeah,
14
not
games?
Very many. I mean, 20-ish?
Yeah.
13, I think.
Yeah.
I think Brian nailed
even
it.
That. Wow.
See, I can't.
4-11?
Yeah, yeah, I can't.
15?
If I'm Patrick DeMond, I appreciate Mark going out there and being now my mouthpiece a little bit, because that's kind of deflecting things away from me. But I think Mark's probably playing it. I think the organization's saying we can't just throw in the towel 15 games into this thing, because then we'll have nobody show up at these games.
Well, I was wondering, I mean, they've been fined for tanking before, and Mark's been pretty open about tanking.
Oh, maybe we're not tanking. Oh.
We're getting ahead of this now. We're like still trying to win.
Right.
So Pat, we're just saving face to the NBA right now.
I just saved you $1 million, Pat. Yeah. High five. You know, I know what we need to do here. I think he's taking more of a leadership role here with this team. And
I think behind the scenes, they're doing everything in their power to trade these guys.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
The other detail on Cuban, apparently Nico blames him for losing Christian Wood and Jalen Brunson. That was another piece from the McMahon story. And I think he did lose Brunson because Cuban just didn't want to allocate the funds to keep him. I think cash flow might have become an issue for him late in his ownership.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
If Nico thinks it was a loss that you let Christian Wood go, that's just another reason to believe the guy really didn't know what he was doing.
I know we had those days where we were doing radio together. We kept talking about Christian Wood, and Christian Wood was
talented,
just not
player.
Talented, but not very smart. You know, just like they would play him in the game, and then they would have a defensive, they'd call a defensive set, and my guy couldn't even get lined up to be able to help. Like, they took him off the court, if you remember, late in games.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even play him because he was such a liability.
He'd score 20 and give up 30 on the other end.
Yeah, like, it's like, and they got tired of, like, having to browbeat him to, like, get him to do anything.
And so his next season was his last season in the league.
Yeah.
He went to the Lakers and, you know, had some decent games as per usual, but he never got back into the league.
No basketball intelligence at all.
Yeah, I read it the same way you did initially, and then, but it's actually, he was upset that they traded for Christian Wood in the first place at all.
Oh.
He's putting that on Mark Cuban. Like, why did we trade for this guy when Jason Kidd didn't even want him?
Okay, that makes more sense.
And we've seen the way he's...
Cuban under the bus.
He's just blaming Cuban for the Christian Wood move and then also blaming Cuban for not retaining Jalen Brunson. Meanwhile, he's being described as the silent assassin for his subtle power consolidation.
Thanks for cleaning that up for me, Chief.
No, it threw me off, too. When I first... I'm like, okay, and then I read it because it was like it was kind of a weird read.
Yeah.
And I just got a quick blurb on it. Okay. So for my trade idea, I think they need to make trades that allow them to tank this year, but then get back into the playoffs next year because they don't have their picks for 4 years, right? Everybody knows that. You don't have your picks. You don't want to be a bad team from 2026 to 2030 and just hand teams top five picks because you're thinking about building around Cooper Flagg. Now, if the offers aren't good enough, which would maybe explain why Anthony Davis has not been traded yet, what is the best scenario after that? And allow me to introduce you to the trade idea of one Zion Williamson. Okay. Now, before you throw open your mouth and think, why would we want a fatter, more injury prone guy? The most important thing to understand about Zion Williamson is because he has missed so much time, the Pelicans structured his contract that if you do not hit certain criteria of games played, the guarantees on your contract go away. So while he is under contract for 3 more years after this one at $40 million per year, it's not guaranteed. If it doesn't work out, you could get out of it at any time. I think it presents a scenario where if you do believe in your training staff, and I don't know if they do or not, but if you believe Zion Williamson, and I think he's one of the most top 10 talented players in the game, if there's any chance that he can stay healthy or a change of scenery getting out of New Orleans to a slightly less intriguing food and beverage scene with DFW. Now, the great thing about that is, number one, if it doesn't work out, you can just get him off the books whenever you want to. But also, he might be a trade asset in the future because a team that wants to rebuild could always give you players for Zion Williamson with the idea that his contract is immediately going to come off of the books. What do you guys think about that? Crazy? Certainly.
So what's the... You're trading for Zion, but giving away
AD.
Okay, so he goes
one
back
injured
to New
guy
Orleans.
For another. Yeah, he goes. He gets to go back home. You get a younger guy. They get to move on from the Zion failed experiment, and you have all of the upside for Zion with almost no downside. Because if he fails, gets hurt again, you're like, okay, we're done here.
Yeah, that's crazy. The final 3 years non guaranteed. That's amazing how they were able to do that.
Yeah, and if he does, I think play 80% of a game and hit criteria, he could earn that back. So he is an incentivized, you know, player, but only making 2/3 of what Anthony Davis is. That's another important thing here is it actually takes $20 million off the books, and I think maybe the Pelicans would be interested in it. I just don't see anything else out there that's intriguing. Like this Trae Young rumor, I want nothing to do with Trae Young.
Not at all.
We already have one undersized point guard who's you know, a good offensive player, but fails defensively. So, all right, we got 3 hours down and two to go. Chief, what is next?
Football's Finest featuring some interesting numbers on the Eagles, plus an all-time bleep hole headline of the week next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.